This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Linda Hernandez, patient's last name Hernandez, first name Linda, date of birth 1/28/53, date of visit 6/29/23. This is a 70-year-old pleasant woman who's walked in with a cane, is here for a prescription refill on Tramadol, period. Issue pressing illness. Patient is chronically on Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 2 tablets twice a day for her severe peripheral neuropathy. She says that a review of the chart shows that patient was tried on gabapentin and Lyrica, period. Patient says that Lyrica helped but really messed with her mind, and so she discontinued it, period. She's tried several medications and takes alpha lipoic acid and uses a capsicum cream and lots of other nerve supplements, hoping that it will help her neuropathy, period. She also stated that her son passed away this past Friday and the services are scheduled for coming weekend, period. She seems to be holding on good. She says that he had diabetes and multiple medical problems and complications, period. Past medical history, significant for hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes mellitus, severe peripheral neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, history of TIA, history of stroke, history of pneumonia, period. On exam, patient is 5 feet 4 inches tall, weight is 132 pounds, it's stable. Blood pressure is 116 over 70, pulse 72 per minute, pulse ox 97%, temperature 96.4, BMI is 22, she's right-handed. She quit smoking in 2015, non-drinker, non-drug user. She's allergic to Tessalon pearls. Random blood sugar with just coffee was 174, period. Texas PMP was checked, and her last refill for Tramadol was June the 5th, period. Since there will be no physician in the office tomorrow, and the office is closed for July 4th, I did give her the prescription today and asked her to take it by July 3rd, period. On exam, patient is lungs are head normocephalic, neck is upper lobe of neuropathy or thyromegaly, JP not distended, lungs are quite clear, heart S1 and S2 with regular sinus rhythm, extremities, bilateral varicose veins, period. Assessment, hypertension, controlled on current medications, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Review of the chart shows that in March she had labs done and the A1C was 8. She and the fasting blood sugar was 210. Her creatinine was also high at that time. Her hemoglobin A1C was actually 8.3, and her BUN creatinine was 25/1.43. Fasting blood sugar was 210. Her triglyceride was also high at 277. Other diagnoses include hyperlipidemia, history of atrial fibrillation, severe peripheral neuropathy, uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, history of TIA and strokes in the past, plan. I did talk to patient regarding diabetic diet. She admits that she does not follow one. I did tell her to try to follow one, and maybe that even will help with her neuropathy. She says she even hates to prick her finger, so she does not check her blood sugars at home, period. She will continue her current medications. I did give her a prescription for Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 120 tablets, 2 POBID. She says she cannot take them spread out over the day, 4 times a day, since she will forget to take the midday meds. Texas PMP was checked and the last refill was June the 5th. So I did give her the prescription date to today and asked her to take it to the pharmacy on the 3rd, since 4th will be a holiday for the pharmacy. She will return to the office in 1 month. or soon of a problem, she will need fasting labs in the near future period.